The borough of Lawnside in Camden County has a rich African-American history that includes being a stop on the Underground Railroad. But some longtime residents are concerned that history is being set aside for development. From the New Jersey desk, WHYY's Kenneth Burns reports.
On a cold Saturday along Warwick Avenue, several Lawnside residents stood next to Borough Hall with signs that said, "Stop the steal of our land and no more warehouses." It's a busy road that connects the Whitehorse Pike and 295. The protest was led by 96-year-old Ida Conaway. Known by some as Mother Lawnside, she has lived here since 1959 after moving from North Philly. Conaway says there are plans to put up two more warehouses behind her house.
There are two already on Oak Avenue, and they're putting up two more in the industrial park back there, right in back of my house.
The warehouses are part of the Oak Avenue redevelopment plan being built by Vineland Construction Company. It's a mixed-use development that stretches across 135 acres. The project not only includes those warehouses, but regional operations for New Jersey American Water and the new national headquarters for boiler manufacturer IBC. There's also a new apartment complex, all close to the Woodcrest Patco station. Eventually, a pedestrian bike path, public pocket parks, and open space will be built as well. Vineland Construction did not return requests for an interview, but the company says the development fulfills a vision of its late owner Bernard Brown to bring jobs to Lawnside and Greater South Jersey. Borough Mayor Marianne Wardlow also did not respond to requests for comment. In a 2019 video, when she accepted Camden County's Freedom Medal, she reflected on her borough's need to preserve its rich history while making sure it has a place in the future.
Lawnside has such history, and I'm trying to push more for that. But we also have to progress, and that's something that I'm trying to fulfill.
It's the history that many longtime residents feel is being paved over for that progress.
Lawnside was a place where you had free Black people as early as 1700s.
That's Linda Shockley, president of the Lawnside Historical Society. She says the location and its proximity to the Quakers, who became staunchly opposed to slavery, made the area now known as Lawnside an ideal place for enslaved Blacks to escape to freedom.
There was a book called A True Story of Lawnside by Charles Smiley, where he makes reference to the wooded areas. And in some of the freedom stories of our families, they talk about people escaping here.
Lawnside, first known as Free Haven and later Snow Hill, was a stop on the Underground Railroad. A man named Peter Mott played a vital role in helping slaves escape, doing so from his home and the Mount Pisgah AME Church, where he was Sunday school superintendent.
The oral tradition is that he took enslaved people in his wagon to the Quakers, who were staunch abolitionists, in Haddonfield and Moorestown.
Mott's house, now owned by the Historical Society, still stands as an Underground Railroad museum. Lawnside would become the only antebellum Black community to be incorporated in New Jersey in 1926. Outside Borough Hall, Ida Conaway sits bundled up in her wheelchair as people honk their horns in support of the protest. Joining her is Michelle Vickers, another longtime resident.
My mother lives right where they want to put those doggone warehouses.
Vickers says she doesn't understand the need for more warehouses in Lawnside.
I'm working, and we're paying taxes, and then behind our backs, you know, we're getting warehouses to do what?
Warehouses in New Jersey overall are hot commodities. Real estate firm Newmark says the vacancy rate dropped below 3% late last year for warehouse space in Central and North Jersey. While in South Jersey, warehouse construction projects total into millions of square feet, according to various reports. Irvin Mears is running for mayor. He says Lawnside was not created to be a major commercial hub.
The town spirit is about housing and a place to raise your families, your churches, your schools, things like that. It was never to be commercialized as it is today.
Over at Station Place, the new luxury apartment complex, some residents are aware of Lawnside's history. Chris Kosofsky moved in from Cherry Hill as he prepares to retire from his job as a police officer next door in Haddonfield. He understands why the borough is interested in the development to boost the tax base, but he's concerned about the amount of construction he says is springing up everywhere.
I think it's becoming too congested, and it's just every little square patch of green grass is being developed into something.
Other residents like Michael Lee was not aware of Lawnside's history. He just moved here from Freehold. And speaking as a newcomer, he thought development is helpful to the borough.
It's like close to Patco. It's relatively more affordable than some other places in the area. So I think it's good if you just kind of want to introduce more people into the community.
Linda Shockley, who was also among the protesters that Saturday, says that she isn't against growth, but she wants growth that is beneficial and helpful to the community. From the New Jersey desk, Kenneth Burns, WHYY News.
This disclaimer, Linda Shockley is a member of WHYY's Community Advisory Board. We've reported this story based on responses from readers and listeners like you to questions about South Jersey, its people, and its culture. If you have a question, let us know at WHYY.org.